Hi, Star Tree. This is Raymond.
Oh, hi, Raymond. It's Nadine with Local Splash. I didn't even hear it ring.
Oh, no, I just picked it up.
Oh, okay. I was like, that was kind of weird. It didn't even ring. I was like, because usually, you know, if you're in a bad area, it takes a while to connect. So
yeah.
Sometimes you'll hear dead silence. But when you picked up, I'm like, oh, that was weird. So I just wanted to check in. I know we're getting close to the end of the day here. I didn't know if you had a chance to speak with your wife about all of this yet.
Right now, we haven't really come to the conclusion on that.
Okay.
We're still like wondering on the finances and still looking for some work.
Okay.
To help get ahead of this thing. Cause like I said, we haven't received a call for over a month. So
yeah,
a paying one. So it's been a while. So
yeah,
we're just,
and I know you, how long ago did you run the Google ads? If you don't mind me asking.
Oh, that was
years ago.
A year, at least. How long was that ago? A year ago? How long ago we run Google ads, man? July.
Oh, this past July. Oh, okay.
No. Last July.
Oh, last July. So a year ago this past July. Okay.
Yeah. We ran that and we didn't get one call at all.
It's kind of tough because, like, yeah, only because, I mean, in all honesty, it's, you can end up, when you're managing yourself, it's like how I explain it like this, right? And this literally happened. The house that I rent, the owner got a landscaper to cut down the tree.
Right.
My opinion, she should have gotten someone who is a professional arborist, right? Someone who specializes in cutting trees.
Well,
you know,
safer and probably cheaper.
Well, I don't want to say safer. It was probably cheaper, but you know how many days it took that guy to cut it down?
No, I mean safer as far as having somebody that cuts trees down professionally.
You think?
Than a gardener?
Oh, I thought you meant that it was cheaper to get, or that it was safer to get the gardener. Yeah, it would have been safer if she would have gotten someone who actually specializes in that, right?
Yeah, so in the long run. Yeah, so in the long run, if the guy causes any damage or anything like that.
Oh, he did. He knocked down my shed. I had a shed on a platform and he knocked it down. He took 3 days to cut it. Oh yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's fast in the long run. It's safer.
Yeah.
And usually any kind of tree usually takes us about a day to get down a big one.
It took him 3 days. And then the fact that, you know, and it's just, in my opinion, like, you should have just called a professional, right, to do it. You would have paid a little bit more, but it would have gotten done right, and it would have been safer. Right?
Yeah. Plus, we have the ability to chip everything up.
Exactly. So, you know, she hired this guy to do it. Then she had to hire someone else to come back out and to do whatever they had to do to the stump.
Oh, they grind it.
Which I don't know what they did, because there's, now it's growing again.
It depends how deep they took it and how much they paid. It depends on the grinder, the guy that grinds it.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on what he gets, what kind of equipment. We have, on our grinding machine, we can take it down between 12 and 18 inches deep.
Mm,
well, ours
okay.
is about the size of a little Volkswagen. We have pictures
way.
On them.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
It's good size.
So,
it's not little. It's a good size one.
Oh,
we
wow. I'll have to check it out.
If we have an hour's worth of work, we can take out probably a 6 foot in diameter stump.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. And this is where, like, I mean, in my opinion, you leave it to the experts, right? Now,
yeah.
I know you guys were running your own Google ads, and this is where I say Google will not tell you, hey, you need to run it this way or whatever. They'll eat up your clicks and not worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They won't worry about it. So you end up with a bunch of click fees and no conversions. Nothing converted to a call, you know? So it's like, it was like, wow, I just threw $500, you know?
Oh,
so,
that's what happened.
Yeah, that's it. And trust me, I know exactly that's what happened. Oh, I see what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I see.
That's what happened. We just, all of a sudden, after about a couple of days, And I think it was, you know, how come competitors go in there just click on it, I guess. I don't know. Whoever's clicking were just mad clicks. Just click, click, click.
And
click,
it was
click,
like back to back to back? Oh, my gosh.
I don't know, but they ate up all my clicks. And before I know, I'm getting a call saying, and I look at it, and no calls, but just
a bunch of click fees.
$500 that I got, you know. I put $500 into it, and they ate it all up. And I was like, I can't afford to do that and not get it. You know, that'd be $1,000 for nothing if I do that. I got calls.
That's why, like, when we run them to where only so much is being spent a day, right? So that it's running throughout the month. Because we wouldn't want something like that to happen. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So that's why when we manage them, we're managing them that only so much is being spent a day.
Okay.
So, okay, well, I don't know. Should I follow back up tomorrow? Or I know you guys are still kind of just, you know, chewing on it a bit, right?
Yeah, we're chewing on it. We're just waiting to get a couple of jobs. We're going to have to go find some work to be able to pay for advertising. We don't have the...
Okay.
And we kind of gone a little bit on a real long dry spell, and it affected the business, you know. We're like, okay, we got to get some work. And see if some stuff works. It's not, and you know, we did a job the other day. And it was from a flyer I passed out during the winter. And, the reason, and I had to practically give that job away because their boy died in the July 4th accident down here. On the overpass, the motorcyclist that flew off the guardrail down here in Salt Lake.
Oh, wow.
Did you hear about that?
I did. Oh, man.
Yeah, it was their son, so. we do have a heart, so we do some, kind of like help them out, so.
Yeah. You know, when I used to cater, I had a catering business, my husband and I, before he got sick with cancer, and I always... I'm a believer, right? And I would always say my husband and I, we got to bless somebody, right? Whether it's a celebration of life or just make sure that we at least bless one or two people throughout the year, right?
Right.
With catering for them. And we ended up doing that. There was, actually a very close friend of mine. Her husband died from lung cancer. Very young.
Yeah.
Very, very young. And left two young girls, you know, with her by herself. So we had done the funeral services and everything, but, you know, it's like, we didn't have a lot either at that time, but it's like, I told my husband, okay, well, it comes back tenfold, right? That's what they say. that's the promise, you know? I mean, we don't do it for that reason, right? Like, okay, 'cause I'm going to get it right back. But I mean, it doesn't go unnoticed, you know, and so your blessings are coming is where I'm getting at, Raymond.
I hope so.
Okay. Sooner than later, right, is what I always say.
You know, all of our reviews and stuff like that, people that read it, you know, they get the feel for who we are and what we do. So we're a good company that really cares, you know. So, I mean, that speaks for itself in our reviews.
Well, and you can tell, too. And I don't even know you that long, right? I mean, just by the short conversations that we've had, but you can tell that you're super genuine and you're not trying to get rich off of people, but pay me for what my services are worth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing quality work. That's all anyone could ask for, right?
Yeah, that's it.
But I'll, yeah, for sure. So I'll send you a quick text. And I'll send you a quick text. That way you have my contact information as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm here at Local Splash too. You would just need my extension 623. So I'll text it to you and then, so I'll wait to hear back from you or I'll try to follow back up again another time. Okay.
Sounds great.
All right. You have yourself a blessed evening. Bye.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.